Gillette this week has been praised for its new ad that challenges men to be the best men they can be. It addresses serious issues like toxic masculinity, sexual harassment, and Me Too. It's been seen as the latest step in a manhood-defining trend by advertisers, but how big of a step is it? Elena Scherer, founder of Women in Digital, an association uniting women in digital creative professions to empower each other, has written about it and joins us live on the KCBS Ring Hill Central Newsline. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. Now, we're going to set aside for now the flap this has caused among conservatives who think that masculinity is being destroyed. How is this not necessarily such an earth-shattering thing?
To us as women?
Yes, yes.
It's not earth-shattering at all because, you know, we have been exposed to advertising our entire lives, along with our mothers, our grandmothers, all the way back to the 18th century. Advertising has told women how to behave, how to act, how to look, even how to feel about things like cleaning the house and taking care of the children and going to work. So for us, this is just something that we're used to. And it's very interesting to observe men being told how to act by an advertiser. And it's interesting to observe their reactions. It's not terribly surprising, though, to me, given that, of course, they feel this way. Nobody likes to be told how they should act, how they should behave, especially by an advertiser in the media. But of course, this is a positive message and one that you would hope would be well received by most men.
Let's talk a little bit more then about the idea that men haven't faced this. I mean, haven't men been told to be macho in past ads?
Yes, exactly. So men have been told to be macho and masculine and to be that the breadwinner within the family and the strong one. And they've been told that their whole lives as well. And so it's a flip of the script into something that maybe they're not comfortable with hearing.
What is your take on the conservative response to the Gillette ad?
We have some very startling facts that we all wake up to every day, and whether or not we want to acknowledge them or not, it's a personal decision. But one out of four women in this country are sexually assaulted, raped, or worse. One out of four. 35% of us experience sexual harassment at some point in our career. And that's happening every single day, and the perpetrators are men. And so I'm not terribly shocked that they're reacting negatively because they're being called out for their behavior that many of them don't want to even talk about, let alone be told, you know, let alone have that light shone on it by an advertiser like Gillette. It's uncomfortable for them to talk about this.
And those who criticize Gillette and who just don't like this movement in general say that we are eroding manhood. Some have even said sissies. We're trying to make sissies of boys by trying to teach them not to be, you know, to move them away from the toxic masculinity.
Yeah, they're just confirming the message in the ad by doing so. They're reiterating why this is an important thing to talk about. You know, it's appalling. And also, for many of us women, it is what it is. And the fact that many men treat us this way, we experience it every day. And so when we saw the ad, women were like, oh my gosh, this is the women I've spoken to, at least. This is so accurate. This is amazing. And many men were as well. And I think if your masculinity is so delicate that this ad upsets you, you really have to look in the mirror and question your own behavior. It's a bit of the, you know, emperor's new clothes.